ധ്യായാമോദബളാവഗുണ്ടലവതീം തേജോമയീം നൈഷ്ഠിക്കീം സ്നിഗ്ധാപാംഗവിലോകിനീം ഭഗവതീം മന്ദസ്മിതശ്രീമുഖീം വാത്സല്യാമൃതവർഷിണീം സുമധുരം സങ്കീർത്തനാലാപിനീം ശ്യാമാംഗീം മധുസിക്തസൂക്തിം അമൃതാനന്ദാത്മികാവീശ്വരീം. We are discussing the thousand names of Devi as found in Lalita Sahasranama. So since we didn't have this discussion for a few days, so let us once again bring our focus back on that which is to be achieved, which is to be attained through learning, chanting, etc. of Lalita Sahasranama. So the scriptures speak about one truth or one entity, knowledge of which will make man complete, which will give a person happiness, eternal happiness. It's not happiness as we get from the external world, but eternal happiness. So that entity is termed in the scriptures, in the Upanishads, as Brahman. So what are the qualities of Brahman? So Brahman is characterized through three qualities. These are not qualities, but the very nature of Brahman. So they are Sat, existence, Chit, consciousness or knowledge, and Anandam, bliss. So Sat, as Krishna says, na satho vidyate bhavo na abhavo vidyate satah, satah abhavah na vidyate. Sat never ceases to exist. So Sat is that which eternally exists, which always exists, that is called Sat. So Brahman is Sat. So Brahman is Sat because Brahman was there before creation. Brahman is there when the created world exists, and Brahman will be there once the world or creation is over. And therefore Brahman is called Sat. So it Brahman is Sat because Brahman eternally exists. So this world or the created world is just name and form in Brahman. Why? Because Brahman alone eternally exists. So that which temporarily exists is only an illusion in that which eternally exists. So the temporary and changing world is only an illusion in the changeless Brahman. And if there needs to be existence or something needs to exist, then there needs to be some light that falls upon the object making it exist. And this light, the light of all lights, is Chit or consciousness. So if we think about it, without consciousness nothing exists. If there is no consciousness, then we don't exist, the world doesn't exist, nothing at all exists, existence itself vanishes. So there needs to be Chit, a conscious principle which illumines itself, which illumines the entire world. So without that conscious principle, existence is impossible. And that conscious principle which illumines the entire world is not many, but it is just one alone. It is that Sat. So Sattva Bhasika Chitkva Vetara. Sat cannot be, Sat can be illumined only by Chit. Sattaya hi Chit. Therefore Sat is Chit. The same thing Advaita Makaranda also proves, that Sat and Chit go hand in hand. So if an entity like should exist, then there should be Chit in it. Without Chit, an entity cannot always exists, because existence itself means it should feel its own existence. We are only one entity in the entire world that can feel its own existence, which is the substratum of the world, which is Brahman. So Brahman is Sat, because it eternally exists. Brahman is Chit, because Brahman is that light, that pulsating light which illumines itself, Swayam Jyoti, which illumines itself and which illumines the entire world. And that which is Sat and Chit is also Anandam, because such an entity is Anandam, infinite. So that which is Sat and that which is Chit, Chit or light, cannot be limited by anything. Sat itself means that it cannot be limited. So limitation is possible through three ways. So one is limitation with respect to time, kalam, limitation with respect to desham, space, and limitation with respect to causation. And Brahman is unlimited by time, space, and causation. Brahman is not limited by time because it is eternal. Brahman is not limited by space because that which is limited by space is limited in time as well, which means it will cease to exist after a period of time. Therefore, Brahman is not limited by space as well. And another reason why Brahman is not limited by space is because Brahman is the cause of the entire world. The cause pervades the effect. So the cause, we can take the cause of cause of mud, from which the effect of pot has come. So the cause of mud, which is, it pervades the effect. Mud is there, present in each and every aspect of part of pot. So similarly, Brahman is that entity from which the entire world has come. Therefore, Brahman pervades the entire world. Therefore, it's not limited by space. Brahman is also not limited by causation, because Brahman is the essence of everything. Brahman cannot be caused because it is the reality in everything. Na vyapitva deshato anto nityatva napi kalatah na vastato api sarvatmyat anantyam brahmani tridha. So Vidyaranya says that na vyapitva deshato anto, since Brahman is all pervasive, therefore deshataha antaha. Antaha means limitation with respect to desham is not there. Nityatva napi kalatah, since Brahman is eternal, nityam, therefore it's not limited by time. And navastutupi, it's not limited by causation or objects, because sarvatmya, it is the Atman, it is the essence of everything. Therefore, anantyam brahmani tridha, anantam, Brahman is anantam in three ways. And that which is anantam, there is another name like that comes in Lalita Sahasranama as well, that name is Bhuma, that which is Purnam, complete. So Yovai Bhuma Tat Sukham, that which is Bhuma, that is Ananda Swarupam. Therefore Brahman is Anandam as well. And if such a Brahman alone can fulfill our life, so we are, each and every person in the world is seeking only happiness. It is happiness that we all seek. We seek happiness in the world, like we see happiness through other things, like through the worldly objects, through worldly activities. So, but the goal of all of those is Anandam alone. And that Anandam is not there in the world because the world is not eternal. The world is not Sat. Sat means world is changing, therefore it is not Sat. The world is not Chit because the world doesn't exist of its own. There needs to be a subject which is saying that the world exists. The world is not Anandam because it is limited by time and space. So such a anityam asukam lokam idam imam prapya bhajasvamam. Having attained this anityam asukam lokam, therefore, seek me. Drishyam nasti iti bodhena manaso drishyam arjanam. Sampannam chetadutpanna para nirvana nirvratihi. So, drishyam nasti iti bodhena. With the knowledge that drishyam, the entire world is only an illusion. It is just an if. It is just a temporary thing in Brahman. Temporary thing doesn't really exist. It is just nama rupam. Even as various gata kudhyadikam sarvam mrittika matrameva hi tadvad brahma jagat sarvam iti vedanta gindima. So even as gatam, pot, kudhyam, wall, etc. are an illusion of name and form. Name and form doesn't have any reality in, that is, in mud. Similarly, this world is an illusion of Namarupam. In Brahman, Namarupam doesn't have any existence at all. Yatha saumi ekena mritpindena sarvam mrinmayam vijnatam syat vacharambanam vikaru namadheyam mrityetyeva satyam. So, Dhalaka says to Shvetaketu in Chandogya Upanishad that, oh dear, even as various objects like by knowing mud, all objects of mud are known. So know for sure that Brahman is that entity by knowing which the entire world will be known, because whatever we, the objects we see of mud, they are just illusions. Vacharambanam vikaraha, the modification which is vacharambanam, by giving a name to it, which is arising out of word, that is namadheyam, it is just namam, it is not real. Mrityegetyeva satyam, similarly Brahman alone is real. And that knowledge of Brahman, so drishyam nasti iti bodhena, with the knowledge that the world doesn't exist, the objects that we see don't exist, manaso drishyam arjanam, renounce, negate the objects in the mind and assert that everything is Brahman. Then sampannam, when this is done, chet, sampannam chet, if this is done, tadutpanna, then will arise para nirvana nirvritihi, para supreme nirvana nirvritihi, ananda anubhavam will happen. And if a person doesn't acknowledge this, then bhavati akritrima ajnanam kalpairapi na nirvratihi. So for a person who has ajnanam, who doesn't acknowledge this, who doesn't apprehend this knowledge, who doesn't implement this knowledge, who doesn't do this, kalpairapi, kalpaihi api, in various, in a kalpa as well, he won't get any nirvrati, he won't get any moksha or anandam. It's the same thing. Brahmatmaikya bodhena vina vimuktirna siddhyati brahmashatantare api. So Shankara says the same thing, that without the knowledge that Brahman which is pulsating inside us, as inside each person, as I exist, which is devoid of namarupam, which is devoid of the world, that alone is real, advitiya vastu, that alone is real. Without this knowledge, a person will not get moksha even in 100 lifetimes, 100 years of Brahma. So, it is that Brahman that we are seeking, and the sadhana for that, the sadhana for realizing Brahman is just always contemplating on Brahman, as Yoga Vasishtha said, renouncing drishyam constantly in our mind. So renouncing drishyam can happen by always asserting everything to be Brahman. So that assertion is what Krishna calls as ananya chetaha satatam yomam bhajati nityashah smarati nityashah, I think smarati or bhajati tasya aham sulabha partha nitya yuktasya yoginah. So ananya chetaha, with no other thought, satatam yo mam smarati nityashah, always विदाउट एनी अदर थॉट हु रिमेम्बर्स मी तस्य अहम सुलभः पार्थः वो पार्थ आई एम वेरी ईजिली अचीवेबल फॉर सच ए पर्सन बिकॉज नित्ययुक्तस्य योगिनः इज अ योगी हु इज एवर फिक्स्ड ऑन टू मी सो अनन्यम विदाउट अदर थॉट्स मीन्स remembering that Brahman alone is real, negating the reality of the entire world as anityam, as unreal. And that Brahman is being praised in Lalita Sahasranama as Devi, a form. So as Krishna says, kleshodika darastesham avyakta asakta chetasam avyakta hi gatir dukkam dehavad viravapyate. So for people who are who think that they are the body, it's very tough to worship Ishvara without a form. Therefore, form bhajanam is there. So in that form bhajanam as well, we have to remember that the Devi praised in Lalita Sahasranama is Nirguna Brahman, that Brahman which is Sachidanandam, which alone exists, which is a substratum of the illusory world. So that is what we have to always remember while learning Lalita Sahasranama, while chanting Lalita Sahasranama as well. So remembering this, let's continue with the next five namas from the 326th nama till the 330th nama. So when a person continues or constantly remembers Ishvara, then he will be able to apprehend the compassion of Ishvara. So that is what is the next nama. Om Karuna Rasa Sagarai Namaha. Karuna Rasa Sagara, ocean of Karuna Rasam, ocean of compassion. So as Amma says, Karuna or Kripa, Kripa of Ishvara, Ishvara Kripa, Ishvara's grace or compassion is always there, but we fail to apprehend it, we fail to acknowledge it, we just ignore it, and that ignoring is done by closing of our heart. When we open the heart, when we are able to see Ishvara everywhere, when we remember Ishvara, then we will experience the ever-present grace of Ishvara. So Ishvara's grace is always present like sunlight. Sun's light is always there, but we can sit inside our house and closing all doors and windows and then complain that sun's rays are not there, sunlight is not there. Sunlight is always there, but we have limited ourselves, we have made ourselves like or taken ourselves to a state where we don't apprehend the ever-present sunlight. So Karuna Rasam, when we try to implement Vedanta, when we try to remember that Devi praised here is all-pervasive Devi, that Devi who alone is present here, then the grace will protect us, the grace will guide us in the right direction and ensure that we realize in this very birth itself. So Om Kalavatyai Namaha. Kalavati, so Devi has all kalas. So kala can have many meanings. So one of the meaning is kala, or 16 kalas are mentioned in the Gata Kala Panchadasha Pratishtaha Devascha Sarve Pratidevatasu. So Katopanishad, sorry, not Katopanishad, Mundaka Upanishad at the end speaks about like what would happen when a person dies. So the entire world is made up of 16 kalas. So 15 kalas are the panchabhutas, mind, etc. And then the last one is purusha or consciousness. So Devi has kalavati, Devi has all these kalas. Devi is Brahman. So the 16th kala, the final kala, and that final kala is the substratum of all other kalas. Final kala is that in which all the other kalas are seen, are present. Therefore, Kalavati, Devi has all kalas. We can also interpret or simply translate this nama as Devi has all divine arts or divine powers, we can say. So, Om Kalavatyai Namaha and Om Kalalapai Namaha. So, Devi has all the arts in the world. one of the, even if we consider it as kala, so one of the kala, or kala can be the meaning there, like whatever Mundaka Upanishad says, is that which sustains or supports life, that is the meaning there. So one of the kala is word. So Devi has all kala, so she has the kala of word as well. So Devi has beautiful words. So so Devi has very beautiful words. So we don't need to look further. We just have to look around, like and hear the words of Amma or Balakrishna Nair, then we will realize that, oh, Devi definitely has beautiful words, because Devi's words are truth. Truth, though truth is something which can be bitter at times, but still truth is something which requires a lot of courage to tell. So wherever truth is there in the mouth or tongue of a person, there the power of Devi is automatically there. It will be attractive. And this is not worldly truth, like Harishchandra speaking truth at all the times. It's not worldly truth. It is that truth which is blissful. So Shravana Api Bahubiryona Labhyaha. So even for listening, many people don't get the opportunity, get the blessing. Karuna is not there for many people to even listen to words about Devi, words about Brahman. So that means wherever the truth is being spoken, there we can find bliss pervading, or bliss dancing around that place. So Devi, obviously Devi herself is truth. So whatever comes out of Devi will also be true, which means it has to be beautiful. There is no other option, no other way there. So Om Kantai Namaha. So Kantam. Kantam means a glow. So glow or shining, that's the meaning of Kantam. So obviously Devi is Chit in nature. So Devi is Chit, means Chit is very shining. So we can look at Amma or Balakrishna Nair. Amma is very fat, Balakrishna Nair is very thin and weak. But still, when we look at them, we can find the Kantam, we can see the Jvalanam. So if we go to Chennai and see Gautamananda, the head of the Chennai head of Ramakrishna Mission, he is 70 years old, he is a bit fat, but the moment we look at him, we can feel the glow, we can experience the glow, because sarvadvareshu dehesmin prakasha yata etopajayate. So Krishna says that when sattva guna is more, sattva means jnanam, when a person tries to learn, when a person tries to implement knowledge, then through all the doors in the body there will be light. Prakasham sarvadvareshu, sarvadvareshmin, I guess that's a word. So from each and every door, from the entire body, we can feel the glow. So if we look at Gautamananda, Amma or Balakrishna Nair, we can see that glow, that is Kantam. So the Kantam is not because of the body. Kantam is not because they go to beauty parlor daily, but the Kantam is from the indwelling self. So Shankara compares the self in the body like a lamp kept inside a pot. So Nana Chidra Gadodara Stita Mahadipa Prabhabhaswaram. So Nana Chidra, so there is a Gatam. So in Gatam, Nana Chidra, it has many holes. So Nana Chidra Gadodara Stita, Gada Udara Stita, inside the Gatam Stita Mahadipa Prabha. So there is a very bright shining lamp. So a lamp is kept inside a pot with holes, openings. So the light will be spreading outside. But at times what would happen? The holes will be covered with mud. And when the holes are covered with mud, the lamp is there, but we cannot get the light. Once we clear the holes, then purify the holes, then we can see the light coming out. So purification of the mind through constant contemplation that everything is Ishvara, that will clear the mud in the hole of the pot, and then the light will spread to the entire world. Such a person is himself light, so he is light. So light only can come out of such a person as well. So Kantaye Namaha. Om Kadambari Priyaye Namaha. So Devi likes Kadambari. Kadambari Priya. So Devi likes Kadambari. So Kadambari means sugar cane is the meaning of Kadambari. So sugar cane, bow, we can consider sugar cane bow or sugar cane itself. So sugar cane here denotes something much deeper than what we may think. So sugar cane, if we have to get essence or sugar out of sugar cane, then we have to first bite, like cut off the external. We have to scrape with a knife. We have to cut off the external, and even after that, there is another external covering which is very hard. We have to cut, like bite those, and the more we bite, then bliss will come out. So similarly, the Atman, so as Krishna says, iti guhyatamam shastram, this guhyam, it is very secretive. So the first we have to cut off the layer. So cutting off the layer is slowly reducing our vasana, slowly trying to get rid of ajnanam, and then we have to bite, stick on to the truth, strongly clinging on to the truth. So first is getting off or negating the world, saying that the world is nama rupam, it is mithya, and then sticking on to Brahman. Jagat mithya and Brahma satyam. When we do that, then we will get the essence. So Devi likes it very much because that denotes the spiritual path. It denotes the spiritual path. It denotes as to what we have to do in order to realize, in order to be happy in this world. So happiness can be achieved only when we realize the two aspects of Jagan Mithya and Brahma Satyam by constantly contemplating on Brahman, by always remembering that the entire world is Brahman alone. Brahman alone exists here. Chirihastihi Chinmatram. There is only Brahman here. Idam Chinmayamevacha. The entire world is filled with Brahman. Chitvam Chidaham. You are Chit, I am Chit. Yete cha lokaha Chit. The entire world is Chit alone. If we remember this at all times while chanting Lalita Sahasranama, we can consider Devi as Brahman, Devi as a form in Brahman. Devi is that Brahman who pervades the entire world. Devi is Sachidananda Swarupam. If we remember, then at least in a few births we will be able to get rid of all bondages and ever rejoice in bliss. May Amma bless us so that the birth, when we realize that birth, when we realize our own nature of Advitiya Satyam, comes very soon. Namaskar.